I like that. That's Black Fox, a track called Stag from their album Line of Sight. That would have come out about 4 or 5 years ago. Black Fox, Line of Sight. Rage Against the Machine before that, Bulls on Parade.
Yes.
Amazing we could find something they're not swearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It took me a while.
It took you a while?
To look through all the lyrics.
Because I know a few of our listeners want to hear Rage Against the Machine, but, you know, we like to keep it respectable. Fear Factory before that, Body Hammer, that was good, enjoyed that. Silverchair Freak, haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah.
Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart. Akadaka from their album Flick of the Switch. I think that was a couple after Back in Black. That track was called Landslide. The Clash before that, London Calling. Monica and the Mooches, Chicka Chicka Boom Chick from 1990 from the album Too Darn Hot. Cosmetics before that, Sydney band Train from 1995. And The Sweet, Set Me Free.
That was good. The Sweet.
Yes.
It was really nice.
So that was a nice long bracket for you, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Hope you enjoyed that. Dr. Thompson's back with a cup of water and some medication.
I am. I thought I'd take some TNT.
Cup of tea, TNT.
They don't get better, I tell you what.
That's a dad joke and a half. My goodness.
Well, we've got some weekly world news coming up, but first, the 1942-78 rev per minute.
Ooh.
And it's Victor Sylvester and his ballroom orchestra and an old favourite called Babyface. This is Alive 90.5, John Rob Gidget and Dr. Thompson.
Wind up that gramophone!
She's alive, she's wound up!
Smorgasbord presents Weekly World News.
There, straight back to 1942, Victor Sylvester and his ballroom orchestra.
That was so beautiful.
It's a bit scratchy, that one, but that doesn't matter, does it?
But don't you like it when they have the little bits of the scratchy bit?
Nothing like a good scratch.
To satisfy that itch.
Oh,
when you've got an itch for a 78.
You know when you can't get it, you've got to get someone to scratch your back.
Oh, did you want me to scratch your back?
Not at this stage.
Do you want me to lend you my pole? It's you know, it's the one with the little hand on the end and you get it? Yeah, you can reach.
Oh, yeah, the cat scratcher thingy. Yeah. Cat claw scratcher.
You can use them. There's some kitchen implement you can use that's got a claw. You can use that.
Yeah.
But don't put it in the boiling water after you scratch your back.
Yeah, don't worry about the holiest of holies. I've got the poliest of polies for you to scratch your back with.
You idiot.
I don't even have a response for that one. He stumped me.
You get used to it. You just no response. Wait till you hear the stories his reporters have put in.
Oh, they always bring you the good stuff.
Are we going to do the three-sided dice?
Yep, let's roll that dice.
You're going to roll it?
Yep.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a bit flat. You didn't.
Not enough bounce on that one. Oh, that's better. There we go.
Oh.
It's me.
Tomo.
Okay.
Wow. I think he broke it.
I got the luck of the draw.
I think Lord Pig rigs it every
Yeah.
even from how many kilometres away is Tasmania? Even from all those kilometres, he's still got it rigged. Mm-hmm. Milford Sound, New Zealand. Holiday maker memories end up in the poo.
In
the poo.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So we're very genteel here. We've got to keep it PG rated. So yes. I say poo.
Oh, okay.
Poo to you and everyone else. Scientists in New Zealand say they have found a USB memory stick containing holiday photos inside a frozen slab of seal poo. The scientists began collecting the seals' clumsy brown trouts because they are valuable for studying the health of the leopard seals.
So it's not sealed in a container.
No.
It's sealed.
It's from a seal.
A seal.
Clap their hands, give me another fish.
You did that well.
So, and let me see. And the stink pickle in question had been stored in a freezer for a year before it was thawed out for analysis. And deep inside the pooperoni was a USB stick. The National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research said on the website.
The USB stick?
The USB stick was in good condition, John, considering where it had come from, and the researchers let it dry out for a few weeks. It contained photos of sea lions at Porpoise Bay on New Zealand's South Island, a video of a mother sea lion and her baby frolicking in shallow waters, plus some snaps of a couple enjoying some sexy time in their bivouac. The couple in their bivouac. It's like a tent.
Oh. I'd like a bivouac.
A bit of a whack.
You stay over there. I don't want a bit of a whack. Thank you very much.
A bit of a whack.
I like it when it wobbles around.
Yes. The couple who this USB belongs to is welcome to have it back, and we won't be publishing the photos we have all made copies of, said Dr. Bernice Wilder of the Institute, but the cost will be that they have to help us collect some more captain's logs from the seals.
Captain's log. Dear, oh dear. Thank you. Sooner or later, 75% of all Australians will have to deal with warts, which are contagious and can become a serious problem. Here's what the experts say about warts. A wart is a benign tumour caused by a virus. Most warts are harmless, but some types seem to predispose people to skin cancer. If a wart changes colour or bleeds or becomes very large, see your doctor. Well, what wouldn't you? What else would you do?
Do you know what a wart is, John? It's a tumour.
Right.
And sometimes they're not benign. If they're left long enough, they will go through the little basal lamina underneath the skin, and once they get through that, they can travel through the skin and travel into the bloodstream. So people, if you've got a wart, You need to get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Well, when I was six at primary school, I had two warts on my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there. We tried the wart iron and everything. Go away, come back, go away, come back. And then eventually it just... It went.
You harassed it into submission.
And then another time on this hand, a cat scratched me.
Mm-hmm.
Where it scratched, it turned into little tiny warts.
Isn't that... They must have had the virus on the claw.
On the claw.
Because they're caused by virus.
And I put the stuff on and it went quicker than the one... But there was one big one and one smaller one on my thumb. And
you know why...
They were there for about a year and a half.
It's amazing. And the virus makes proteins that stops your immune system knocking out cells that are growing too quickly. And that's how it causes the wart. Because they mimic your actual proteins and decoy all of the controlling proteins away.
Even on your thumb?
Even on your thumb.
It's just amazing.
Even on your left butt cheek. Wherever.
I trust you to bring butt cheek.
I know. And poop.
Warts can be spread from one person to another by contact. If a wart doesn't go away within 3 weeks, see a doctor. Warts can keep growing and spread. Home treatment of warts includes an acid that dissolves infected tissues. Lotions containing
salicylic acid
and or lactic acid may be useful. Doctors treat warts with prescription drugs, freeze them with liquid nitrogen and often surgically remove them.
I've had that.
What, the surgical remove?
Freezing.
Freezing?
Freezing.
Yes.
It's freezing outside. I know.
It's not in here. It's boiling in here. It's nice,
it's like
actually.
It's a sauna in
here. Oh, funny you should say that.
Well, no.
We're all quite warm-bodied. We haven't got the air on or anything.
No.
Mm. Toddler is walking around and then sees the, you know, the claw machine? When you goes down and it picks up the toy.
Hang on. Just say that last sentence again. And it picks up the toy? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It drops the toy.
Well, actually, it didn't. So this smart little 3-year-old girl went in.
Got it herself.
And got the Pikachu herself, turned around, and she was stuck.
Stuck in there.
Stuck.
She's very
inside
resourceful.
Inside the claw machine.
How'd she get in?
She went through the little chute thing. But I don't know how, like, that's crazy. And there's a video of the dad, a stressed out dad, calling for help.
My daughter's in there.
Stuck.
Why don't you just put a dollar in and use the claw machine?
Oh, yeah, try to get her out.
If it's not going to pick up like a 200 milligram toy, it's not going to pick up a toddler, is it?
That might have more chance.
No, I've seen them refill that.
Bigger surface?
I guess so. Or you could say, oh, just hold on, darling. You know, she can hold on.
Just
to
play
the
with
claw.
All the toys. Daddy will be back.
Yeah. I wonder if she got her Pikachu after all that.
I think she deserves it.
I think she deserves
very much
a couple.
Deserves it. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oops, nearly forgot my glasses. Put those back on. And we are now going to Tallinn, Estonia. Feeling the heat, Estonian man takes his sauna on the road. A billow of smoke runs out an old yellow Audi car converted into a small sauna in Tallinn, Estonia. A lot of Europe has felt like a sauna this month, which makes this weird car even weirder. The bright yellow Audi 100 Avant is a rolling sauna. The idea to convert his car into a sauna came to 29-year-old Mr. Hugh Janus a couple of years ago when he found out it would be too expensive to rent a sauna for his birthday party. Mr. Janus and some friends spent 2 weeks remodeling the vehicle into a working sauna. The Sawn Audi, as he calls it.
Sawn
Audi. So naughty.
So naughty. Well, it gets a bit naughty. I'll tell you what's coming up. Comfortably sitting four people, the Sawn Audi has proved popular in Estonia, where saunas are in high demand. Hugh Janus has taken the Sun Audi to sauna festivals across Estonia and often rents it out to lovers for 75 euros a day. The only thing, says Mr. Janus, is I wish once they have finished, they wouldn't come to me and say, that's a sauna bin laden.
Oh. Oh.
I prefer mine to say, so naughty.
So naughty.
So naughty.
How they heat it up? Like, is it connected up to the radiator or something?
I don't. It's got a little furnace in there.
Furnace?
With a little chimney that comes out the top.
Coal powered, is it?
Yes.
You see a guy on the next room running on a little... the mill, like a little
to get the fan
stuff.
Going.
Yeah,
comes with a boot full of coal or wood. Put that in your furnace.
Yeah, and go and have a so naughty time.
Knowing if you have high blood pressure can be a matter of life or death, but most of the time doctors fail to measure a patient's blood pressure during an office visit. Researchers say. During patients' visits, over 60% of physicians fail to include a blood check.
Oh.
I know every time I go, he takes my blood pressure, even if I'm just going for a wart on my nose or something.
Really?
How did you get a wart on your nose?
Well, I said, or something.
Oh. I'm not going to ask what that or something is.
I think we'll just leave it there.
Yeah. All right, keep, I don't keep, know. Keep going with your story.
That's yeah. it.
That's it?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Minnesota cat survives a 35-minute washing machine cycle.
What?
Yep. You
35
right.
minutes in there.
Yep. So Stefani said she went to go check on her laundry. As you do, at the end of the 35-minute cycle in her home in Maplewood, and spotted a paw belonging to her one-year-old cat, Felix, sticking out among the clothes. Oh, I'd have a heart attack if I saw that. Oh, my goodness, I'd break down. Stefani rushed her to the vet. The vet said the cat had a bit of pneumonia. If you don't know what pneumonia is like a water on the lungs, basically, or fluid on the lungs, okay? It can be quite serious as well, if not treated. And Felix will make a full recovery with a $5,000 vet bill too.
Oh.
But the cat's fine and very clean.
I remember the Prime Minister at the time, John Howard, he was in hospital for a while with pneumonia.
Was he? Did he make a full recovery?
Yeah. Well, he's still alive, isn't he?
He's well, that's a little bit debatable. But this is just in from the Department of Sanitation.
That's
and they've
a bit nasty there, Dr.
Oh,
Thompson.
My goodness, Dr. Thompson!
He's not a bad bloke, actually. But when I saw him try to play cricket, I thought, that man is not fully there, really. Is he?
Oh, well, but he likes the game.
He likes the game. He has a go.
At least he had a go.
Has a go. Department of Sanitation has come up with some new terms from common poopy predicaments.
Oh, he is.
Oh, no. Poopy's back.
Dr. Poople.
So the Star Trek poopy is one which has been compared to the Starship Enterprise because it goes around Uranus looking for Klingons. Now, a Star Trek...
<That's>
they all say don't do the poo jokes. Now, a Star Trek poopy is one where you've nearly completed negotiating the release of some grumpy hostages, but there's one little morsel of gorilla finger that just refuses to drop off. You're getting impatient... Someone else wants to use the stall, so you grip the seat with both hands and wiggle, twist and pump, but that last little smelly pebble just hangs there suspended, clinging like a canned peach between you and the bowl water.
Oh,
perhaps the person pounding impatiently on the door has a pair of scissors.
Oh, you idiot.
I
that's it from me. I'm out. No more.
I'm going home.
I'm telling you there's no more. An estimated 1 million Australians a year are plagued with a ringing in their ears caused by an accumulation of earwax. I seem to have a lot of doctor stories tonight.
Yes.
The problem can be corrected with over-the-counter ear drops or by a doctor. Never use your finger, a cotton swab or other objects to remove earwax. Just be like Prime Minister Rudd, just pick it out and eat it.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, that was the most sick. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, that was gross.
Nope.
He didn't deserve to be Prime Minister after that.
Now, what's worse, John Howard playing cricket or Kevin Rudd?
Hands down.
Kevin Rudd
is like 10 gazillion times worse.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, yeah, so if you have ringing, it might not be tinnitus. It might be just a build-up of wax in your ear. So get that softening earwax liquid.
Get the syringe. Go to the doctor and get the syringe out. Yep.
You've got to use the softening stuff
first.
Yep.
Yeah. You got any more?
Yes, I have one more.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's all about kids tonight with me, and I'm not going in with yours, Dr. Thompson.
Okay.
Just with the poo jokes. So this wonderful four-year-old boy grabs his great-grandpa's car keys and drives his car on a mission to buy lollies. He really, really wanted to buy lollies.
How old was he?
Four.
How did he reach the pedal?
That's what I want to know.
That's a long way away for a four-year-old.
So how did he do it? Did he get crutches and, like, you know, like push, brake and accelerate?
That. I don't believe that.
You'd have to have a block of wood with a hole drilled in it and then tied to your foot.
Maybe he did that. Yeah. You never know. This four-year-old might be a total genius just to get lollies.
The old block of wood.
Yeah. Final story. London. Pity poor Steve Abron, a Lloyd's of London insurance broker, who was given the assignment to check out the legs of True Lies star Jamie Lee Curtis. The unfortunate man had to fly to California with a tape measure to record the dimensions of the star's fabulous legs, which were then insured by Lords of London for $4 million.
Sounds about right.
The prodigious policy was nowhere near a world record.
Yep.
Betty Grable, insured her legs for $1 million in the 1940s, the equivalent of $40.5 million in today's money.
Whoa!
Beat her by miles.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
She must have had good legs.
Wow. I want to see them. Just out of curiosity.
We'll get them up on the internet.
We'll get them up on the internet for you.
That's a great idea.
We'll leg it to the internet. All right, in concert.
Oh, my goodness. Another dad joke slipped in.
If you want dad jokes, you've come to the right place. Let me tell you.
Should I start saying mum jokes? What are mum jokes? I don't know.
Probably something to do with a mix master or something.
Oh, really?
Nappies, bottles. But they're dad jokes too, really, this day and age, I think.
I don't think so. I think still.
What's uniquely mum's left, though? You could maybe talk about, I was going to say two lip fillers, but guys are getting that all over the shop. I don't know if there's anything uniquely mum anymore. I think it's probably going to go to mum and dad jokes.
What, bloke's getting?
Heaps
of guys are getting lip injections. Look, I've got nothing against lip injections at all.
Yep. But it's not a gender really exclusive thing anymore. One guy I saw on the TV, one guy got so many lip injections that he got a infection in, and when he realised it was when he was chatting to somebody over the counter and
the pus came out
and dropped on the paper on the counter.
Oh no.
So I think,
giving him a passionate kiss.
No, I don't want to think about it.
And there's so many people that are doing Botox like it's nothing.
Yeah.
I think.
And you got to be
unfortunately,
careful.
Unfortunately, I think I'm the only one out of my friends
who hasn't.
hasn't had it.
Well, you don't need it, Gidget.
You don't need it. Neither do you, John.
Thank you.
You're in the sun and the surf all the time.
Yes.
I look pretty good for 96, don't I?
Yes,
yes, yes.
Oh. Are you really not? Oh, I'm disappointed there. All right. In concert time, we have...
We have Derek St. Holmes doing Cat Scratch Fever. We're talking about cat scratches before.
Yes. We have The Tubes doing You're No Fun. And we have Queen doing...
We Will Rock You.
Fantastic. Yeah. This is Alive 90.5. The time is 28 minutes to 9. We're here till 9. Hope you're enjoying the program. Oh. Love it.
They sure do come. Hope they're coming for me. Well, I don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good. I hope they're doing it for free. Give me cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. Well, the first time that I got it, I was just 10 years old. I got it from some Cadillac star. Well, I went to see the doctor to give me the cure. I hope I get it some more. Cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. I got a cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever.
done your best to wreck my life, dear. Kiss and smile and twist the knife. And I know you can't believe it, but you're no fun. You're no fun. You're no fun. You're just no fun. In some kind of mood, ooh. Another foolish attitude. You say I'm loaded
constantly.
I think you're more messed up than me. I know you can't believe it, but you're no fun. You're no fun.
Yeah.
to my sentence, but committed no crime. And that mistake I've made a few.
For a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, Station
Overcoming fears, overcoming obstacles. That's what legends do. Find your reason, your passion. The focus is you. No matter what fitness level you're at, it's all about pushing that one important button. We're here for you, to help you, to coach you, and to guide you. 1-2-3, reset. Call Fernwood North Rocks in Seven Hills on 9871 7996 or visit our Facebook page, Fernwood North Rocks, to experience the Fernwood difference for yourself. Your premium women's health and fitness club. Station sponsor. With over 30 years experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Are you an experienced disability support worker? then why not consider the benefits of working with Global, the leading disability support service in Sydney. Global offers great rates of pay, free training, and the choice to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability support work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's licence, then Global is the agency for you. Check out positions available on the website globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. Station sponsor.
Hope you enjoyed In Concert tonight. We certainly did. Derek St. Holmes with his... Well, he used to sing with Ted Nugent.
Yep. So that was his version that he did in the first version.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah.
Lord Pig would have liked that. The Tubes after that from their album What Do You Want From Live, and that was from 1978. You're No Fun was the name of the track. And Queen, We Will Rock You / We Are the Champions.
Do you like it?
Of course.
That was huge. Did you know the Tubes once did a video where the singer ran out stark naked in the video?
Oh, really?
Absolutely stark naked.
Can you look that up, please, Gidget?
Oh, yes, I will.
And I went, oh, and this was, I saw this maybe the about 83, and I just got, in those days, I was just going, look, I can't believe it. How did they get away with that? And I saw it on Rage or one of those late night ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube.
I went to Selena's because when they brought out the completion backward principle, they did a promotion thing, but they weren't playing. They were just promoting the album, and they just had some film clips. I wish they'd come out here and play. I like the Tubes. They're very, 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 very talented.
Amazing band for more than nudity.
Yeah, you never know, do you? What have I got here? Oh, Remenstein.
Remenstein?
Remenstein.
Remenstein. Remenstein Steel.
You know what? I looked it up. I got something else.
You got something else? Well, we'll just be careful because we're keeping it PG. This show's PG rated, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we'll just be careful.
Yep. It's PG now. I did just...
I am PG.
You are?
Yeah.
Pajamas in the garden? I don't know. What does that stand for, BG?
Permanently grumpy.
Ah.
Yes, you are. Not you really. Are rated PG.
or you can say it permanently
grandiose.
Glorious.
Permanently glorious. There you
gorgeous.
Go, John. We'll build you up.
Permanently and gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, nothing like a bit of a stroke of the ego, is there?
I'll be back next week. on Ross Fear's program, Australian Spectrum, tomorrow night from 9 o'clock, his special guest, because he has a special guest every week, he's booked out miles in advance, is the Rose Kalia Band.
They've had a lot of critical acclaim, I've heard.
Have they?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if she or the whole band will be in. Oh, no,
She's coming in, yep.
Featuring her latest release, Faded Tattoo. And she's an ARIA Award winner, is a rock blues singer, songwriter, musician, has had 3 independent albums and EPs out receiving positive media as one of the best unsigned artists in the country.
What's wrong with record companies today? Sign them up.
I don't know. She's Rose Kalia, and long-term songwriting partner and guitarist Mick Adkins front the band, supported by rock legend rhythm section of Mick O'Shea, Dragon, Billy Thorpe, etc.
Yes, I was going to say, yes, he's got some cred.
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow night between 9 and midnight and have a listen. That'll be good. Okay. Well, it's nearly time for us to...
toddle off out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that time.
How fast did it go?
Oh, it's gone just too quick.
Like we're flat out like a lizard drinking the whole time.
Yeah. dear, Mr. Terrence Swan is coming up next.
Oh, Terrence Swan.
She loves your voice. She drools all the way home.
Everyone loves Terry's voice.
Hey, man. I've got a song for Gidget. Dr. Thompson glad you recovered from your little illness.
Was prostate cancer.
Oh.
You don't have to beat around the bush with it. You don't have to avoid it.
No, I know, but I didn't know if you wanted the whole world to know.
Oh, I don't care. Okay. It is what it is, and I'm okay, so I don't mind.
Well, no one likes the big C, nobody.
Yep.
No. Unless it's the cult.
The cult, then we like them.
They're the
yeah.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yes, yeah, a pleasure to be here.
Very
so much
happy.
Fun.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in another 5 or 6 weeks.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Gidget, I'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Along with Lord Piggles.
Oh, yes. I wonder how many people he's wrangled in.
Oh, I don't know. We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Do the counting. As I said, Terry Swan coming up next, so lots of good entertainment to take you through for the rest of the evening right here on Alive 90.5. John, Rob, Gidget and Dr. Thompson saying nighty-night.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
Nighty-night. See you, John. See you, Gidget.
See you.
Bye.
Willst du bist der Tod?